class, you can learn together and also push each other as well.
I think we're doing a pretty good job for the first 2 days, pushing each other, communicating out there, kind of giving each other calls and pushing each other in the film room. And we also roommates now, so that also gives us a certain edge as far as going out there and playing at the same level and not also getting us better, but making, you know, everybody out there better with us. So we just taking it one day by day.
What kind of special teams did you play in college?
I play all special teams. So, yeah, I play all special teams, kickoff, kick return, punt block, so field goal.
Early
in my career and about my sophomore season and my senior season. Coach Rod usually don't let the starters play, but, I mean, I kind of bad to get in there.
So you prepared mentally to go back and do all that again to make the team?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whatever contribution I can make to get on this team, make this roster, you know, that's what I do.
What's been the biggest challenge for you so far in the minicamp?
Just the terminology, as far as, I mean, it's kind of like the same calls and the same things, but just, you know, coaches kind of use different words or different techniques for different things. So just terminology is probably the hardest part. But it's starting to come together now, so it's going pretty well.
Coach Phillips just talked about how they look at safety for versatility, and the Broncos have two very versatile guys in front of you. How great is it to join this roster with Stewart and Ford?
Oh, man, just watching them guys on film, how they play certain coverages, how they move around, how they communicate. Communication, one of the biggest things by playing in secondary. I mean, this is the best secondary in the league, and sitting behind those guys and learning techniques and learning different things and different styles, I mean, that can only motivate you as a player to do what they do, if not even better. But I can't wait for those guys to get in so I can get under their skin and kind of get different things from them and learn from them. They cool guys. They actually came in to one of the film rooms. TJ Ward came in and said, you know, how you doing? But it was kind of like a joking way. And I seen a key when I took my pre-draft visit. So that's the first two guys I seen.
Kubiak was talking about how one of the key things this weekend is learning how to be a Bronco. To you, what does that mean? What does that mean?
That's the first thing is coming to work ready to work hard every day. And, you know, certain guys kind of put that in perspective, but, I mean, they really mean that from the bottom of their hearts. And that's not just going out there on the practice field. That's being on time, being 15 minutes early to a meeting. I mean, because if you're early on time, if you're on time, you're late. That's how they kind of get around here. And just communicating with them, not just, you know, on a football level, but on a personal level. And coming in and being a Denver Bronco, that's all those things come into play.
What does it mean also, like, in terms of public media, et
cetera,
stuff like that?
As far as? Just being humble, and being true to your colors. I mean, just be yourself. That's Coach Kubiak kind of stressed that, just being yourself and being who you are. And always giving props to the guys playing out there next to you, because everybody out there to this day, we just started yesterday, but everybody there working hard, doing extra film, studying extra things like that to get better. So definitely, I mean, we can't stress enough to just go out there and do what you got to do.
Will, you seem to have a lot of enthusiasm to talk to us today and, of course, be here with the Denver Broncos. Why do you love football?
Man, since you was 5 years, I was 5 years old. I mean, I just seen so many things in life, and when my dad put the football in my hand, it was just like, this is your two, this is your way out, this is your way to make a better life for yourself. And I mean, a lot of guys kind of had that typical story, but I think I kind of got it in a different way because you know, he could have been in this position probably if he kind of stuck to his roots, but then I popped out. And next thing you know, he had to go a different route. So, it could teach you about life, discipline, character, integrity, just being a great person.
Do you have any doubts that you would make it to this point?
Yeah, I know I would be here sitting in front of y'all talking here today. So, I mean, it is. I mean, coming from Philly, you just never know what's going to go on. And, you know, when I went to Arizona, that's when my life kind of changed as far as seeing different people, seeing different hospitality, seeing different cultures, and learning from those cultures to make yourself a better person. And, I mean, obviously it got me here today, but from now on, I just got to keep moving forward and staying in my roots.